is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Joe Person from The Athletic, at Joseph Person on Twitter. This season is almost over, sir. So the light is there, right there at the end of the tunnel. Sum up what 2023 has been.
Well, I guess hearing you mention that, what came to mind is euthanasia and putting this season out of its misery.
Right.
And it, honestly, I mean, it feels like there have been, not that it's necessarily shown, well, it kind of did last week at Jacksonville, but I haven't necessarily seen guys mailing it in, but just the sense in the building, as you can imagine, mm-hmm. from about Halloween on, has been just one of kind of dread and let's get this over with. And I'm speaking for a group of sports writers and sportscasters too. So
yeah,
it's been awful. There's no other way to put it. And you know, the thing that stinks, and we've talked about this before, is they don't even have the silver lining of the number right. one overall pick. And that most years, like I did a story a couple weeks ago, is this the worst team in Panthers history? And the two others in contention were 2001, 1-15, 2010, 2-14. Well, the 0-1 team yielded Julius Peppers mm-hmm. with the number two pick. David Carr went first because expansion franchise in Houston. And then obviously 2010 yielded Cam Newton. What's this year going to yield? The number 33 pick, and they better use it wisely.
Joe Person from The Athletic is joining us here. Because here's my take, that this is not the worst team. They've had worse teams. They've had, and I said this after the Jacksonville game, they've had worse games than, you know, losing 26-0, regardless of shutout, and it had been X amount of years since they had been shut out. They've played worse games, they've had worse teams. But I'm not sure that this isn't rock bottom because of other factors. And I understand, and I'll use air quotes here, that David Tepper is passionate about the team. But this became sort of a circus that had nothing to do with football, no?
It did. It did. And I went down. We were in Hilton Head for a couple of days between Christmas and New Year's. So I was halfway to Jacksonville. So I made the track down there. And sitting in the press box, first of all, I had already texted my editor, you know, at about 19-0 and said, why did I come to this? Well, we're back in the press box and about ready to start writing. I'd been doing some transcribing of the interviews and all this. And then one of the Jacksonville guys yelled down. There were only two of us left on the Panthers side of the press box at this point. Did y'all see this about the Panthers owner?
Jeez.
Drink? I'm like, okay, this is sad. I may not be making it back to Hilton Head for New Year's midnight, you know, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, it was bad. It just but it was somehow fitting, right? Mm-hmm. Like that was my column, that it was an embarrassing season at every level, from firing the coach 11 games in to the Game of Thrones culture that existed on the coaching staff before Frank yeah. Reich's firing, and then David Tepper put the cherry on top by throwing a drink. Too bad it wasn't like some cherry milkshake, then it really would have been an apt metaphor. But yeah, frankly, he's lucky he didn't get fined a little more and even suspended a game. I thought it was deserving of him sitting out week 18. But really, maybe the penalty is he gets to watch this team, has to watch this team one more time.
Because, again, these are all jokes, right? My thought was the NFL understands that David Tepper right now is punishment enough, that it is so toxic at this point the NFL, like, we can't do any more damage to them than he's doing to his own franchise right now. Look, I've always said this about owners. It takes time. It takes time to get it. It takes time to know how to back off and let the people that you hire do their jobs. And he, you know, this is year six and all that, and maybe he'll get it one day. He certainly hasn't yet. But it's not like we're at the point where the NFL is going to try to force him out. It took how many years to get them to at least apply a little bit of pressure to Daniel Snyder? And what David Tepper has done isn't even on the radar screen of what Daniel Snyder has done. He's just one of those guys. He's one of those billionaires that thinks that they have all the answers, and it's just going to be as easy as everything else. Joe Person from The Athletic is joining us. Has your opinion of Bryce Young changed from the start of the season to now?
That's a great question. I'd have to say, yeah, I was expecting more. I really was. I mean, first overall pick, had done big things in Alabama. Yes, we all were writing and talking about the durability, and that's a remarkable thing. Mm-hmm. He held up under the weight of 59 sacks this year, which is more than any other rookie quarterback has absorbed, except David Carr, whom I mentioned earlier. but he keeps getting up. But I have really been reserving judgment because he doesn't have great weapons. The pass protection has been terrible with Ikiakwanu's regression and the turnstile at both guard positions. Yep. I get it. But I just feel like with the exception of the Green Bay game, which they lost, I've been waiting for some special moments and evidence where it's like, okay. And I did get, and you did feel that against Green Bay, but like, it's not like he has a rocket arm.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's not like he runs the ball much, if at all, but barely. And so, I don't know. I think he can still be a solid, maybe even a very good quarterback in this league. But I would have liked to have seen a little more at some point. Where if you're the number one pick, where you take your talents and you're able to pull the team up above the muck that raise the level of your teammates. And I really hadn't seen that much.
No, I agree. Now, my if you had asked me that same question, I would say that my opinion has not changed of Bryce Young, simply because my opinion of the players around him has changed, and I am appalled at the lack of ability around him, and I don't think the coaching helped at all this year.
Right.
I could very simply be, this is what I believed then, and I don't care what my lion eyes are telling me, because you're right, we have seen very little to be encouraged about, apart from a flash here, a drive there. There just hasn't been. And there's been more inaccuracies than I thought we would have seen with Bryce. What's the biggest hole you see in the roster? And I know it's a roster full of holes, sort of like a screen door. But what is the biggest area of need if you were heading into the offseason and said, this is what we must do first?
So I don't know that this is an area of need, but I will say I think the most alarming development for me this season was Ikiakwanu, who I already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Because Scott Fitter thought he had solved the offensive line. I mean, I've seen people tweet and commentate about, oh, well, then maybe they should have addressed the offensive line. They did. Like, that they deliberately wanted to get that line in order, or at least what they thought was in order. And, you know, they used a top eight pick on Ikem Ekwonu.
Yep.
And his rookie year, you're thinking, okay, this looks like a hell of a pick. And you've got your franchise left tackle, whom they have lacked since Jordan Gross retired, which was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then this year happened. And, you know, talking to people around the league and in the building, last year when Matt Rhule was there, but also, you know, when Ben McAdoo was calling the plays that under Steve Wilks late in the season, they gave Ikem some help as a rookie. And I thought it was telling yesterday, Thursday in Charlotte, the offensive coordinator, Thomas Brown, I asked him about Ikem Ekwonu, and he said, you know, in retrospect, I probably could have helped him more. and here's the thing. Okay, yes. But if you have your franchise left tackle, you shouldn't have to help him that much. And that, to me, is the most – again, do they have other needs? Yes, because they're not going to cut Ikem Ekwonu. But that was the most alarming development for this entire season for me.
100% agree. It to the point where I started remembering all the people who said that he was better cut out to be a guard than a tackle leading into the draft last year. Even though I have been Team Ikem, I was Team Ikem leading up to the draft. He is an incredible kid, and I hope it works out for him. But man, it was a very, very difficult year. Finally, Joe Person from The Athletic. I've been on this, and I think you and I have already talked about it. I think it's malpractice that they didn't trade Brian Burns for 2 1s and a 3 last year. But going into this offseason, knowing that they don't have a first-round pick, even though they have the best second-round pick you can have, should they be trading assets like Burns, maybe J.C. Horn, anything you can get, anything you can trade to compile day one and day two draft picks?
Yes, I would. And those two guys you mentioned are the place to start. Two first-round picks. Burns has been to a couple Pro Bowls. J.C. Horn, if he's healthy, has what most people think is Pro Bowl-type talent. So, yeah, absolutely I would. I mean, J.C. Horn, last week, and this got lost under the the drink toss, but you know, J.C. Horn was active for that game. He had a toe injury during the week, had practiced some, and you know, limited, but the coaches expected him to play and start that game.
Mm-hmm.
And during warmups, he kind of tapped out, and he was like, I speaking with Shaquille Griffin, who ended up starting that game. I asked, when did you know you were going to start? Like 20 minutes before kickoff, during the last phase of warm-up. So that was a bad look. There were a lot of bad looks in Jacksonville. That was another one. So, yeah, I mean, this is what could happen if you trade J.C. Horn. The Christian McCaffrey scenario could happen all over again, where he goes somewhere and he does stay healthy and he does become a Pro Bowl player. Nevertheless, I'm doing it. I think this franchise has to damn near start over, you know, tear it down to the bones and figure something else out.
Yep. I think Derek Brown is the only core guy I would absolutely keep. And Frankie Louvu. I'm so team Frankie Louvu. I love everything about that guy. As I do you, Joe Person. I appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you. The season is almost over. Then the real work begins, so I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. Happy New Year, and look forward to talking to you soon.
So, let's make a list of the assets. This is sort of like a, not that I've been through this, this is sort of like a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right, what are the assets?
Very similar.
Who is the China? Right? Who is the...
who gets the dog?
The Well, that was an easy one. I'm not trying to bring up personal baggage here.
It's a big decision.
So, it was an easy one.
Yeah.
I'll just go back to it. It was an easy one.
Yeah.
Shouts to Lucy, RIP.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.